Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with today. And with me is Mark Hall from the Coffeeville, the city of Coffeeville. Sir, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Great to be here.
That's good to have you here, sir. We have a lot of things. Well, you say it's a shorter than usual meeting today, as the commission meeting is tonight at 6:30 p.m. And let's just go ahead and go down the rundown here.
You bet. Of course, the consent agenda, and that's where things are put together. And unless there's an item that is an emergency, it's approved as a whole. And in there is the appropriations, or we'll say vouchers, and the city commission, that's for their consideration to approve. But then we go to public hearings or presentations, and we do have a proclamation from Buddy Poppy Day, and that's for the VFW. It is to honor the dead by healing the living, and it's a great thing, and that'll be presented to the commission. We also have the Coffeeville Fire Department is awarded a Plains Pipeline LP grant for some new fire hose. And, of course, we appreciate Plains Pipeline. It does help us to upgrade our equipment and also save taxpayer dollars.
Absolutely. That's a great thing to save taxpayer dollars. That's always a good thing.
You bet. And then we go on. There's not any old business, but new business. There's a resolution to execute a work authorization agreement. This is for Alger Martin and Associates. It is what this is for is to do the engineering for an advanced metering infrastructure, AMI. And basically that is AMI is just technology where meters communicate together and just electronically. So that is, they will do that engineering, and that'll be for commission consideration. And then there's a resolution to authorize the execution of two location agreements between the city of Coffeeville and Zaxter. I think that's how you say it,
Inc. That's what it looks like.
And it is for some bicycle kiosks. It is one of those, the bike share program. And I want to make sure to thank, it is the Coffeeville Area Community Foundation, the Coffeeville Area Chamber of Commerce, the Coffeeville Recreation Commission, the Reawakening Coffeeville, and the City of Coffeeville. We all came together. It is one of those that the foundation pushed for such a great thing, and these will be bike share locations. It will be one of those that there is going to be a downtown location. There will be a community college location and the West Side Plaza. And that'll be the end of our new AARP route. So you'll be seeing that. And bikes, they're able to, it's a program that you swipe and you can take those bikes and utilize throughout the city. Our plan is to make more bike routes in the future, but it's a great new program and be something nice for Coffeeville.
That should be really popular, especially on the campus. So,
oh, you bet. You so. Bet. And it is, I hats off to anybody who goes up the hill to the stadium.
Yeah.
It's one of those. You'll get their exercise on that one.
Most definitely. You'll be pedaling hard for a while. You'll get to the stadium. Then you'll just have a sense of entitlement when you get there, because you'll be like, yes, I did it.
Yes, that is.
And then you could coast back down the hill. Just be sure you ride on the brake a little bit, because you don't want to get out of control going down that hill.
And then, of course, the city manager's report, and I'd like to thank staff for all their hard work. The commission, we're going into the holiday season. It is one of those we try to line round things up for the end of the year. Several projects are ongoing, and they will carry over to the next year. There is, just want to give an update on the 11th Street project. Things were going well, and then we had some barricades moved, and it was the contractor had just poured concrete.
Oh no!
And it was curing in the process, but several semis drove down the newly poured. So it is one of those that we are watching that to see if we can proceed. We are doing other things to get that project done, and they're working. But it was kind of a sad news that somebody made an effort to remove barricades so people would drive over that.
Oh, man, so, that's bad. Oh, man.
That project continues. We're getting things done on 10th Street and around town, but I want to thank staff. Working very hard, and I do want to reach out and thank the fire department. As with the last commission meeting that we had, the police department for going out and obtaining grants. It does save the taxpayer money, and also we have Public Works Director Chuck Sively that just continually digs for grants to save taxpayers money. So we're all working to close out the end of the year and start the new year on a good foot. But just want to thank the public for bearing with us. We've done a lot of changing this year. We will continue to improve, and you've got great people working with you with your best interest in mind, and that is staff and the city commission. So that's about it for the agenda.
Yeah, like you said, it's kind of a short agenda today, but again, it's going to be happening again at 6:30 p.m. Tonight, so be sure to get on down there, and it looks like members of the public make some comments if they want to as well?
You bet, and we welcome those. It is one of those that the meeting is at City Hall. It's on the second floor. If you need assistance, there's an east entrance at the bottom of the ramp. If you'll go through that door, and you can go to the elevator and go to the second floor. The commission room is on the second floor. You're more than welcome to come in, and we always welcome comments during the meeting. So it'd be great to see you there.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in today, Mr. Hall. We definitely appreciate it. And tonight, again, 6:30 p.m. at City Hall will be the City of Coffeyville Commission meeting. So thank you again for coming in today, sir.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll have some Fox News at the top of the hour right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.